Amale Rav Huna braid Rav Nasan. Rav Huna answers, Binoser shel ola. If we're talking about noser shel ola, so then in such a case, it's different than what we had assumed above, that the only way that the item is going to be usser is if we assume bi'ikaro kamatpis, that we look at its original status. Because a noser of ola is going to be usser even after zrikas damim. And therefore, we don't have to assume bi'ikaro kamatpis. And if that would be so, if we're not assuming bi'ikaro kamatpis, because even if you look at it in its present, in the case of noser shalol, it's usser, then it could very well be that when it comes to a piece of meat that's a shlamim, that it won't be usser. Amalei, Rava says back to Rav Huna, imkein lisni, so then it should say binoser shalola, that we're talking about bipsarola. Answers the Gemara, loimi boi ka'amar, loimi boi psar oilo da asur. Not only a psarola is asur, da bikarbon kamatbis, because you're being matbis in the carbon, and a carbon is a davar anadur. Noser upigal de ola itztricha. But even a case of noser and pigal, we need those cases for the Tana to teach us that one who is matbis on it, his neder is going to be chal. Sal kedai techamina, because I would have thought, ki iser noser, o ki iser pigal, vahavile ki matbis bedvara osur. I would say that he's being matbis dafka bedvara asur, because those are things that are not a davar hanodur and they're a davar asur. Velo mitzar, and maybe for that reason, because of an external problem of this halach of matbis bedavar asur, then the neder would not be chal. Kamash malon, that's why I need to teach us this case of noser and pigul as well. Therefore, there would be no raya from our Mishnah where we say noser upigal, of whether we say bi'ikaro kamatbis or be'etero kamatbis. There would be no raya to that original shayla. This concept that we need the case of noser and pigal for the havamina of matbis bedavar ha'asur is based on the idea that in general, for a neder to work, it has to be on a davar anadur, something that's subject to neder. If what you're being matbis on is a object that's not a davar hanadur, I had a havamina that you can't be matbis onto that object. Kamash malon, the chidush is that you can. Tosis explains in Dibra Maschel Aval Noser that when you're being matbis in Noser and Pigul, you're being matbis on the Kedushas HaKarbon. And the Kedushas HaKarbon is not yet a Dover HaAsur. Nevertheless, since the item itself is Asur, so then the halacha is that the Neder makes your item Asur as well. Meisive, the Gemara asks Akasha on Rav Huna, Breder of Nasan, who had said that there is no raya from Noser and Pigul to the concept of bi'ikaro kamatbis, and it could very well be that the piece of shlam is going to be mutter. The Kasha comes from a case later on Daf Yudalit, Ezel Iser Ha'amar Bateira. What is the example of an Iser Neder that appears in the Torah? Omar, if an individual says, Harein Shloyechel Basar Shloyech Teyayin Ki Yerim Shebeis Boyaviv, a person makes a Neder that they're not going to eat, like on a yard site. Once upon a time, a yard site was the time of fast. Ki Yom Shemeis Bo Rabba, when his Rebbe died. Ki Yom Shnerig Bo Gedali Ben Achikam. Or when Gedali Ben Achikam was killed. Ki Yom Shirisi Yushalayim Bechorbana. Or the day that he saw Yushalayim Bechorbana. Va'amar Shmuel and Shmuel taught v'ushen nader ba'isayoyim. It needs to be noder on that day, the day that Gedali ben Achikam was killed. But in such a case, then the neder is chal. Analyzes the Gemara, 7 lines from Bar Yibez. I'm an Aleph Heichidami. What exactly is the case? Lav kigon dekoy bichad b'shaba. The meis ba'avu. He's talking on the Sunday that his father died. The Mefarshim explained that there was one time that he had fasted on the day of his father's yard site, on a Sunday, and many years later he says he wants that Sunday again. Analyzes the Gemara, Va'afal gav, dikotuva chada b'shaba de'atera. There were many Sundays on the yard site of his father that he didn't fast. Uktani Aser, and we learn the halach is that's Aser. Shmamina, so what do we see from here? Number one, we say, Bi'ikar hu matbis. That even though there are many Sundays that were mutter for him, but just like there was an Ikar Iser, and he has the ability to be matbis in that Ikar, and if that's what it seems that he's trying to do, we assume that he's doing that. So what do we see? We see that you focus on the Ikar, the original source of that day, which is the Iser. So too on the Shlamim, with the piece of Shlamim, that's after Zrikas Hadam, you go to the Iser. The Gemara is Docha this Raya. The Shmuel Hachi Itmar. No, this is the way to read Shmuel. Amar Shmuel V'u Shenadur Uba Me'oisa Yoyim Ve'elach. The neder that he says was a little different. Take a look at the Ran, five lines before the wide, on the bottom of the Yomud. Kloimar Shekol Yimei Yomai Echa B'Shar B'Shavro Olav Shein Ki Yom Shemei Spo Aviv Nesro Olav Ben Neder. He says that all of the Sundays that pass, he's going to be Aser. That was the neder that he had originally took, and he's matbis on that phenomenon that he was already Aser on those days. In other words, even if he didn't spell it out and say that he was going to make a neder, but he was nadru ba meosa yom ve'elach, and then he made a neder on that he was going to continue that practice. So let's say that when his father passed away, he made a neder. The first year he was going to fast, the second year or the third year. Then on the fourth year, he makes another neder that he's going to do it like in the past. So he's matbis in an instance that was always aser. It's not be'ikar kamatbis that there were times that there were heter and that there were times that there were iser. So it comes to shlamim. There are times there are heter, there are times there are iser, and therefore there's no right. Amaravina, so we still have a shaila when it comes to this carbon shlamim. If a person's matbis on a piece of shlamim lachar zrikas adam, tashma come in here kechalis aron ukutru masa. Later on, you give him a base. We have someone who makes a neder that the object is going to be like the chala of aron and the truma. We're going to see in a moment what we're referring to when we say the chalos of aron that we're referring to. But let's first analyze the word mutter. Why is it that they are mutter? Yisrael is aser on the truma. Now we're introduced to this very important concept that you need to be matbis bedavar hanodur velo bedavar haasur. Let's take a look at the mefarish, three lines from the bottom. Tashma kechalos aron k'tirmaso, truma gedola, o trumas meiser. So the mefarish learns that we're either talking about truma gedola or the truma of a meiser that a levi gives a coin, dahainu davar asur. That is a davar asur, and you could only be matbis bedavar hanodur. If it's already a davar asur, the Gemara later on is going to teach you it doesn't work. We were discussing beforehand whether that yisod is true or not in the Gemara. Here the Gemara takes as a davar pashut that you can't be matbis on as a davar asur. Therefore, the item is mutter. Haketrumas lach metoda. But what happens if you refer to the lach metoda are, with the carbon and toda comes 10 groups of 10 chalas that are eaten by the bailim, so they're aser. Then that's considered a davar hanadar. Asks the Gemara, turning to Amid Beis, v'trumas lach metoda la'achar zrikas damimu. But when it comes to the truma of lach metoda, so there, it's considered lach metoda only after the carbon toda itself, the animal, is brought. And nevertheless, we say that the neder takes effect, even though la'achar zrikas damim, the lach metoda are mutter, a Yisrael can't eat it. Says the Ran, two lines from the top. You know what? Let's start from the beginning. The first line on the top of the Yomud in the Ran. Dikivan de lach metoda lo shar b'achila ad la'achar zrika. Since lach metoda are only permissible achila after zrika, lama yitrumu osam kodem l'chein. Why would you take off truma beforehand? Umediktani aser, and the fact that we say aser, shmamina to be karan kamatbis. We see from here that he's matbis on the ikar, and once we see that he's matbis on the ikar, we focus on the original iser and not the later heter. The same thing in regards to the shlamim. Answers the Gemara, Ema ketrumas halishka asur. Maybe when he's saying ketruma, when we said that HaKitrumas, something is going to be mutter, because the Mishnah only says over there, Kechalos Aron uKitrumaso is mutter. And we were medayek, HaKitrumas Lachmei Tolda Aser. If that would be so, then you have a Raya Be'ikr Kamatbis. However, if we're going to say that it's not coming to say that Trumas Lachmei Tolda is Aser, that would also be mutter, because Achar Zrikas Dam it's mutter. But rather, when is it going to be Aser? It's going to be Aser K'Trumas Halishka. So then, in such a case, you have no Raya. Because when it comes to Trumas Halishka, says the Ran, 4 lines from the top, Trumas Halishka Sheyutar Mimimos Halishka, that we would give, we B'nai Yisrael would give nedavos for the lishka of the Beis Hamikdash, umemalin shalosh kupos, and 3 kupos were filled up, and that was ultimately used for the Beis Hamikdash, particularly for the karbanos tzibur in the context of the machzis hashekel that was given to the trumas halishka. Then the reason it's going to be aser is because from the beginning until the end, it had Kedusha, and it is always Aser, in contrast to Lachmei Toda, which becomes Mutter. Avot Trumas Lachmei Toda, continues the Gemara, 3 lines to the top. What are you now saying? Trumas Lachmei Toda, my Mutter? It's going to be Mutter. So, Lisnei Lachmei Toda, V'kol Shekein, Trumaso. Then why is it that in Gimel Amebeis, it only says Trumaso, and it doesn't say Lachmei Toda? If the halach is lachmei toda is mutter because it has a shas heter, and a shlomim will also be mutter because of that, certainly trumaso is going to be mutter. And we would learn this out from a kal v'chomer, that if someone who's matbis betrumas lachmei toda, that the ikaro is aser machmas haneder, and nevertheless the halach is that it's mutter because it was not considered davar another, kol shekein. Excuse me, not because it's considered davar another, but because it's considered something that you are no therein that becomes mutter. Kol shekein trumaso. Certainly, when it comes to the truma that we explained earlier, that doesn't have a tzad hanador, that is entirely asur. Therefore, certainly we would know, it's obvious that it won't be chal. Answers the Gemara, hakamashmalon, you're right. Trumas lachmei toda, trumasahu. They're really the exact same category. When we say trumas, trumaso, we mean trumas lachmei toda. Viba is saying, or else I could say trumas lachmei toda nami. Kodem zrikas damim hu. We'd be talking about trumas lachmei toda, which is asur, before zrikas damim. And how do we have such a case? Kigon dafrishinu belisha. That the truma of the lachmei toda was taken, took place when it was still a dough. Therefore, we're talking about an instance where it never became mutter, and that was the instance where you're matbis, and then it's considered as if you're being matbis in an item before it has any heter, and therefore it's going to be asur. However, we're not talking about a case of where it's after Zrikas Damim, and then in such an instance, we have our original Shaila of whether Be'ikar Kamatbis, oh, Behatera Kamatbis, because here, if it's Dafrishinu Belisha, so then in such a case, it never had a Zman of Heter. Now the Gemara proves that there is a time that you're Afrish Belisha, V'chi Hadam Rav Tuvi Bar Kisnam Rav Shmuel. This is what Rav Tuvi taught, Lachmei Toda she'afon ba'ar b'chalos yatsa. If you have the Lachmei Toda, there really are supposed to be 40 chalos, 10 different types of 4 different minim. The 4 different types are described in Meseches Menachos on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and there's sacha called 40 Lachmei Toda. But what happened if you have 4? Yatsa asks the Brice of Oksiv Arboim Lemitzvah. It qualifies with mitzvah. Va'aboy Lemishkil Truma, but asks the Gemara, but you still need to take off Truma to the Kohen. But how could you take off Truma from these 4? In other words, you need to take off, explains the Mefarish 6 lines from the bottom, 1 chala out of 10 to give to the Kohen. And here you only have 4. If you're going to say that you're going to take challah off from one out of the four, Parshim point out that would then be much more than one-tenth. It would be one out of four, which is 25%. But either way, maybe that would work. Vatnan, but then we learn, the Pasuk says, in the mitzvah of the Lachmei Todah, V'ikriv mimenu echad mikol karbon truma lashem. Chazal Darshan, when it says echad, in regards to these chalas, shelo yito mikarbon al chavero. You shouldn't take one chala onto another, so you can't do that. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, deshakil prusa, mikol chad v'chad, they took a piece from each one, v'atnan, but didn't we learn, echad shelo yito prusa, not only does it mean that you can't take one type onto the other, but you also can't take different pieces. Ela, what must be the pshat, like the suggestion that we had mentioned over here, dafreshinu belisha, that they already separate belisha, deshakil chada, Mechametz, you take a little bit from the type of that is chametz. This is the four different types that we have in Menachos Ayin Zayin. V'chada min chalos, and one from what is referred to as chalos. Chalos was the type of the Lachmei Todah that had its solas rubbed in oil, mixed with oil. Here is a Rayam saying tongue-in-cheek, Erev Shabbos, that chalas is not just water chalas, and more inside of that. V'chada min rikikim, and another that was made from rikikim, which was the type of lechem, did not have oil when before it was baked, but only after it was baked. V'chada min revucha, and that was the one that had oil, but it had a double amount of oil, and he separated when they were still being needed. And since they separated when it was needed, you could take off truma in such an instance. Bottom line is, that's the answer to the top line of our amud. We're not talking about truma slach meitod l'achaz rikas damim. And in such a case, we would see that you say that be'ikur kamatbis, but rather we're talking about a case of when the zrika took place and the chalas were now mutter. And in such a case, then you have a question of whether you focus on bi'ikar or you focus on the heter. Rather, here you were matbis betrumas lach metoda when it was still in a state of isur, because you were mafreshinu belisha, still prior to the time of zrika, as we see that it's possible to be mafresh belisha, as we learned in the case of an individual who has only four chalas. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis. We've now really gotten into some of the nitty-gritty in regards to Hilchos Nedarim. Aside from the technical cheshbonos over here about the Lachmei Todah and Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, let's just review the important klalim that we learned in today's Daf. And that is, number one, we have an open question that we've not concluded. And that is, if a person makes a neder where he's matpis an item, he's matpis a piece of bread onto a piece of shlamim, which has both an ikar of iser. Shlamim was once aser, but after zrika is mutter. We have a shaila whether the neder in such a case works. Does it take effect? Because it could be that the neder is not a iser neder because behatera kamatpis, the shlamim is now mutter. Or do we say beikar kamatpis? The Gemara had also brought rayas from a case of neder, which is a very interesting halacha, and that is that there are times that a neder does not take effect, and that is if he's matpis bedavar ha'asur. And the example we had on Yud Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom is if you're matbis betruma gedayla, then that's considered being matbis bedavar ha'asur. However, if you're matbis on an item that is like Lachmei Todah, so then in such a case, that reverts back to the original Shaila of Lachmei Todah after Zrika's Mutter. Do we say you're being matbis on the Iker, or you're being matbis on the Heter? And even though there is a Mishnah that seems to say that Kitrumas Lachmei Todah is Aser, we have to learn that that's talking about a case where it was Trumas Lachmei Todah that was still in its Lisha state prior to the heter of Zrikas Adam. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Nedarim.